Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Ksuvos Daf Tesvav, Ksuvos 15, and we're going to start on the bottom of 15a, where Gemara says, Itmar, we learned that Rav Chiya bar Ashi says in the name of Rav, the law, halacha is Rabbi Yossi. The law is like Rabbi Yossi. And what was Rabbi Yossi's help teaching? That if the majority of the city were kosher people, and then if there's a girl who was somehow impregnated and she doesn't know who impregnated her, we're going to assume that the person who impregnated her was a person who was kosher for the and would not disqualify her from marrying a kohen. So at this point, the Gemara assumes that Rav rules like Rabbi Yossi, even in a place where there's only one majority, not two majorities. What's one majority? One majority is where the majority of the people are in the city are kosher, and two majorities would be that not only are the majority of the people of the city kosher, but also the people who pass through the town, just travelers through the day, are also kosher. Whereas Rav Chanan bar Rava says in the name of Rav, Horasha, I said, no, that which Rabbi Yossi ruled that you should say that the girl is kosher for a kohen, even when there's only one majority, that was just a specific ruling for that time, that there was a great need, and that's why Rabbi Yossi ruled like that to allow it. But for all future generations, he would require two majorities. So Masav Rabbi Yirmiya, well, Yochsen will buy Trey Rube. How could we say that Rabbi Chiya bar Ashi, Rabbi bar Ashi rules in the name of Rav like Rav Yossi that you can say it's kosher with just one majority? Is that really possible that for a lineage we don't require two majorities? But we weren't in the Mishnah, and the Mishnah tells us Matzabah, that let's say you found in a city that Jews and idolaters are living there. You found a tinok mushlach. You found a child that was tossed into the streets of the city, Rachman al-Atzlan. And we don't know if this child is Jewish or not. And people used to, before there was a social welfare system that or a state sponsor, people just leave their child and run. So here you find this child who is a mushlach. So the law there is, it states in the Mishnah, she'im rov of de kochavim, if the majority of the people who live in that city are idolaters, then ove kochavim, then we're going to say he's an idolater. Ve'im rov Yisrael, if the majority of people who live in that city are Jews, then the law is that he is Yisrael, that he is a Jew. And if it's mechza al mechza, if it's 50-50, then we're going to view this child as Israel, as a Jew. V'amar Rav, and Rav taught, lo shanu, that which we learned in the Mishnah, that if the majority of the city of the people are Jewish, we view the child as though he's Jewish, that's only l'achyoso. That's with respect to whether or not we're required, we're obligated for the court to give such a child charity and to basically view him as Jewish with respect that our social obligations are greater. As Rashi says, what does it mean? The court is obligated, if there's another Jew, then the Bezdin, the court, is obligated to sustain him, because it says in the verse in Leviticus chapter 25, your brother will live with you. So that's only when it says that we view him as a Jew, that means to say that the court is obligated to support him. And that's when we say that if it's 50-50, we're saying that we're not obligated. But avol yochsin, both respect to lineage, to view him as a Jew with respect to lineage, well, we're not going to view him as a Jew under those circumstances. And so therefore, if it's a female, she would be prohibited to marry a kohen, because we're going to say that the person who violated her was not necessarily a Jew. And so therefore, if a female was violated by a non-Jew, she's not going to be allowed to marry a kohen. And so therefore, we see from this mission that with respect to yochsin, you require two majorities. So therefore, how can you say that with respect to Yochsen, we rule like Rav Yossi, who requires only one majority? So when here we say, with respect to this Mishnah, we see that you require two majorities with respect to Yochsen. And that's what Rav is saying. Shmuel, Amar, and Shmuel says that which we said, that if the majority of the city are Jewish, then we're going to view this child as a Jew. That's Lefakeach Olavasagal. Now, let's say he felt that our obligations to save Jews and now this is just talking from a strictly legal sense, that our obligation to save a Jew, if on Shabbos, to violate the Shabbos in order to save a Jew, is going to be greater. Therefore, that if a pile of stones fell upon him on Shabbos, that we're obligated to remove the stones if we know that he's Jew. So that's what Shmuel says, that if the majority of the city, or the people in the city, are Jewish, then that means to say that we should move the stones for him and violate the Shabbos. And so therefore, even though it's muktzah, we're allowed to do it. But But that's only if the majority of the people are Jewish. But if they're not Jewish, then if the majority are not Jewish, there's no permission, there's no possibility to remove the stones. Now, in point of fact, this is a straight law, but the rabbis modify this law elsewhere in the Talmud, where we say Mishum Eva, because we're concerned that if we act in this manner, then it's going to cause hatred and enmity amongst the nations of the world. Therefore, on account of that, we're allowed to violate the Shabbos for anyone. But anyway, we see from here that what's required, we see from the position of Rav, that you don't rely upon one majority to say that one is kosher for the kahuna, and she would require two majorities. So how can Rav rule like Rav Yossi that you're kosher for the kahuna on the base of one majority? So the Gemara answers, Ishtamite. So Rav Yirmia, who asked this question, he was unaware of that which Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Rav Yehuda said, "Bekronos shel Tzipori havei maisa," that this incident with this child who was assaulted, it happened in the marketplaces of Tzipori. So there were two majorities in that case, and so therefore that's why Rav ruled like Rav Yossi, because that was a place where there were two majorities.